Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. In each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called How to Exit Your Day Job Gracefully. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs quit their day jobs too early and crash, or stay too long and never launch. But there's a third way, an exact 3-month timeline that lets you exit gracefully while building real momentum. It starts with understanding what I call the financial bridge rule. Here's what most people get wrong. They save just enough to survive, then wonder why their business dies. The real formula is 6 months of living expenses plus your first year's business insurance and basic tools. The Small Business Administration tells us that 82% of failed businesses cite cash flow problems. Think of it this way. Your day job income covers your life, while your business revenue covers only business growth. When you blur those lines, both suffer. Now comes the overlap phase strategy. Months 1 and 2, you're building systems and processes during evenings and weekends. Month 3 is where the magic happens. You negotiate a part-time or consulting arrangement with your current employer. This transition period lets you test your business model with real customers before full commitment. Let me tell you about Sarah, a marketing manager who wanted to start a social media consultancy. She made the classic mistake, quit immediately when she landed her first $2,000 client. Within 6 weeks, that client reduced scope and her savings evaporated. She had to take a lower-paying job, starting completely over. But Sarah's second attempt was different. She spent 3 months building 5 small clients while still employed. She negotiated a remote work arrangement, then gradually transitioned to 3 days, then consulting. The result? A smooth transition with steady income and preserved professional relationships. That's the exact process detailed in my guide, How to Exit Your Day Job Gracefully. This brings us to the relationship preservation protocol. Give 4 to 6 weeks notice, not the standard 2. Offer to train your replacement and document all processes, then propose ongoing consulting for special projects or busy periods. Your former employer becomes your first business reference and potential client. Here's what you can do this week. Calculate your true exit number, 6 months of expenses plus business startup costs. Open a separate savings account and automate weekly transfers toward this goal. List 3 ways you could provide value to your current employer as a consultant. Start building your side business systems now, even if you're months away from leaving. And document 1 work process each week to make your transition smoother. Remember this, the bridge between employee and entrepreneur isn't a leap. It's a carefully constructed transition that honors both your future dreams and current responsibilities. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.